Yo,
Yo,
what's up, man?
hold on a
You hear me?
second here. Technical difficulty. Hold on here.
Oh, look at my man Nico looking like a Narcos dude right there.
What is going on? I don't mind. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Do you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
I hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Fuck, dude.
Sorry, y'all. Give me a minute here. Yo.
Yo.
What the fuck, man? This fucking bullshit.
What happened?
All right, so you can hear me fine?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. Are you doing it in a different room today?
Yeah, I'm actually in the back room. I'm in the back living room where I have my big computer set up. I have my laptop on. I was trying to get my big computer set up. And I got a big old webcam on there. While we're doing that, I'm going to see if I can make it on. I got my laptop on. Now I can see it bigger.
I'm going to just adjust your audio mic just down just a little bit. So go ahead and say something for me.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, we're good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly, brother.
Yo, man, we're just like laid back tonight. We're grooving, man. We're grooving, baby.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, bro, we're live right now, man. We are live from Saturday night. Yeah, we got a couple people watching. I know, man. Check out my shirt, though.
Nah, look at that. Hold on. I can't see the mic. Hold on. Oh, man, look at that Christmas story.
Yeah. Can you notice the lights?
Mine is a Chevrolet.
Can you see? Yeah, that's dope. Chevy. Nice grunge look to it. Can you see the lights, bro? We got the red light. Red and green lights for Christmas.
If I could walk this over to my front living room, you see my big old lights with all my fish tanks and my Christmas tree and everything else.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, welcome to the podcast, my brother. Thank you for joining me, man. I mean, we both just got out of work, so it's like, you know, I mean, we might as well do a podcast, you know? It's like, I don't want to go right to sleep.
And that's what I was about to do. You were texting me, and then we're reading articles and stuff, and I was catching myself falling asleep. And my wife's like, yo, aren't you supposed to do a podcast? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Oh, shit. Nice. I got to give wifey applause for that.
Exactly. Nice. I was falling asleep on my
right here. All right. Hey, little. All right, you're true, bro. All right, so let's get right into it. This is going to be a real laid back for the late night streamers that are listening to K1055, the beat.
Oh, man. It's that smooth jazz.
It's that smooth jazz. All right, man, so let's do it.
Have me a little nightcap.
Nice, brother. All right, so we got some stuff to talk about, man. We got some stuff to talk about, bro. All right, so what are we going to do first here? Let's see. Let's do this one first. This is the newest.
Oh, I lost you, bro. What'd you do? I lost you. Nico, come back to me. Sorry, people. Nico is having technical difficulties. Come back.
Oh, Lord, I am not with it tonight, bro.
You're going, but your mind's going in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Damn it. My bad, man. You see, this sucks, dude, because I went to the link and I didn't even click. Oh, wow, what an amateur, bro. How embarrassing is that, man? I'm sorry, guys. right, I'm going to edit that part out if I upload this separately. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go over to – let me share my screen real quick. Oh, yeah, there's that new layout. You like that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Y'all check that out. I know we're going to get into some news and stuff like that. Politics, change the gears. You see this fool? Was it Jake Paul? Man, he's a crazy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he thinks he's going to fight Conor McGregor. Then he went at Nate Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, dude, let's have it. You know, who gives a fuck? You think what about Floyd?
Oh, I hope Floyd tears his ass in the one.
Really?
Like Floyd, but I hope he tears his ass in the one. I mean, how do you go fight a real boxer?
Yeah, you're right. All right, so this is one that I did my own research on. This is kind of an exclusive. Basically, yeah. So I busted my ass. Yeah. What is it? The NBC?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, this is something I worked very hard on. I did a lot of research. Could this be President Trump's secret weapon? Right? Now, I know that you already read this. So I'm going to get your take on this. And I just want to talk about this. A lot of people are not. An executive order, right? So let me just read it to you. That's the best way to do it. Okay. President Trump signed an executive order on September 12, 2018, entitled Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. I've read the entire executive order. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, all right, cool. Sorry. I've read the entire executive order and done some research on what it all means. Try and stay with me here as I break it all down to the best of my ability. So, all right, so let me pull up the actual executive order here. Let's see. Yeah, so this is the executive order. A little long, right? As you can see.
Yeah, a little long.
So and this is some stuff that is hard to kind of read, you know. So I kind of broke it down. I did some research on what everything means. Let me get it a little bigger for you, everybody.
Yeah, and that helps out. That's a blind people.
Yeah. All right. The EO or the executive order was designed to prevent foreign interference in our elections. Pretty self-explanatory there. It also declared a state of emergency, meaning the 2020 election was done under that same state of emergency and is as it was renewed annually since then. The verbiage in the order is really key. So something that – because I've done research on this, and the difference between this article I did and other articles you may have saw on various other news sites, they just kind of cover it and just say, you know, could this be it? They don't really go into detail – what it all means, how Trump has kept it afloat all this time. So, and that's why I tell people to go to Real NSE, man. We are not just a BS independent news. You know what I'm saying? I do all my research. I love this shit. And, you know, I read the full executive order, which I'm sure a lot of other people didn't want to do. I took out the basis that I think everyone should know, and I break it all down. The link's going to be down and below if anyone wants to watch this separately, or just go to realnsc.com. Basically, this is how it happened, bro. There were some people on Twitter saying that, could this be used? Could this be used? Is this the plan? Other people were coming back saying that that executive order is no longer active. And basically what that means is, and I didn't know this ahead of time, but executive orders are only good for 1 year unless they're renewed. You can renew them before they expire. And
I didn't know
Trump and unless it's otherwise specified in the actual verbiage, but this one was not specified. But he did renew it. And if you go to the status here, and it does show renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Current. It's all the way down.
I'm following along here on our on your article as well on our page.
Nice. Okay, so this one right here, boom, current. See that?
Yeah, I'm clicking on it. Give me a second.
Let
me Which one are you? I can't. Well, I can't see when you were zoomed. It's not zoomed in.
This? Current.
December 20th.
No, no, I'm sorry. September 12th right here. Current. So that is still good. So that is a fact check for you right there. So it says, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the ability of persons located in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure, or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation, constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. So what does that mean, bro? That means any motherfucker is trying to interfere. Any motherfucker that's trying to interfere in our elections. Bro, do you remember like 10 years ago when our elections is what other countries strive to be?
Oh, yeah.
Like they wanted – our elections were so good and so secure. Other countries wanted to be like us. Do you remember that?
Yeah. To a point, some countries still are like that.
Yeah, because I mean, but our stuff is just so fucked up. We have machines hooked up to the internet that can be remote access that's not supposed to happen. I mean, just count. They need ballots, paper ballots, and dummy machines is what Tom Fitton said from Judicial Watch. They need paper ballots and dumb machines that just count, and that is. That's what they need, period. Like that, I can't sum it up any more than that. You don't need all this crap, man.
No, they don't. They don't need
so, and that's stuff. That's and one of the key things that I find interesting is let's see, right here, covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. Now, who does that sound like? Sound like the CNN? CNN, the fake stream media, and the Democrats.
Yep, Mr. Joe Biden and Soros himself. Propaganda. Yep.
Soros.
Covert.
Yep. And this right here, propaganda, that's the MSM. Mainstream media all day, baby. It came to find out today that we'll get to that later. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with this threat. I was doing research on this, bro. Mm-hmm. Anytime a president declares a national emergency, he gets an additional, I want to say, 145 powers, special powers that he can use that he would not have otherwise, which I found extremely interesting. The fact that he did this is a huge deal. That means he can go over Congress. He doesn't need Congress to sign off on things and all that. If he thinks that somebody is messing with our elections, which we very clearly see that they did, all he has to do is just do whatever he wants. Hold another election. That's not that hard. It's been done before. You hold a new election with a state of emergency or martial law, and then that's it. This isn't unprecedented stuff. Yeah, Lincoln actually did martial law for a couple months, I think it was. I think it was during the Civil War. Don't quote me on that. I'm not that good at history, but I know he used it at one point.
Researches.
Dude, back when that man, can you imagine living back then, dude? Living. Sure. With real politicians, like none of this fucking slimy sort of make shit up Russian dossier. Like, can you imagine just, two candidates run. Who matches up best with the American people, their values? That's what I want. That's what we need to get back to, dude.
Yeah, no social media.
Yeah, or fair social media. Mm-hmm. Keep social media, just make it fucking fair.
Exactly. Not dictatorship.
Yeah, man, not one-sided and shit. Come on now. All right, it also goes into it also goes on to state in section 1A that no later than 45 days after an election, the Director of National Intelligence will turn in a report to the president in conjunction with any other heads of executive agencies that that apply. That identifies any person or persons that interfered in the election. So that's happening as we speak, bro. That's happening as we speak. And do you know who the Director of National Intelligence is?
Enlightenment.
Check this out. You ready for this to blow your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Hold on. Guess who was with Trump at the Army-Navy game?
Hold on. I watched some of it, too, when he was doing the coin toss. Dang it.
I should have had this pulled up.
You should have.
Boom, right here. Look at this. Who was at the Army Navy game? None other than the head of the DNI,
Radcliffe.
I think something's working here, bro. I think something is in the works here.
Oh yeah.
I think we're about to see some history, dude. I don't think this is a coincidence. You believe in this? You believe it's a coincidence?
No, I don't believe in coincidence.
So let me tee this up for everybody that's not kind of getting it. So there's an executive order from 2018 to prevent people from interfering in the election. Donald Trump declared a national emergency to give him a ton to do to keep our election safe. And in the executive order, he ordered the DNI, this is Radcliffe, the guy you just saw, to turn in a report to him and also the president and also any other agencies that is needed, like Homeland Security, etc., no later than 45 days after the election. Okay, so, and guess when 45 days is? The 18th, 4 days after the Electoral College meets. Okay, and this game just happened. When was that?
That was Saturday.
What was the game, bro? Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that was Saturday. What? The 12th. Mm-hmm. So 6 days before the report has to be done, the head of the DNI is meeting with the president, who he has to turn in a report to shortly. That's not a coincidence, man. Mm-hmm. That's not a coincidence, bro. Dog, picture this for me, man. Picture this. Close your eyes. Picture this.
I'm going right now. I'm going there in my mind.
Go there in the mind, bro. You ready? You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the 18th, that guy Radcliffe, he helicopters over to meet Trump in the White House.
Okay.
Also, you got the acting attorney general. I forgot his name since Barr's gone. You got the acting attorney general. Mm-hmm. You have Mike Pence, mm-hmm. and you have basically all the heads of all the agencies, Homeland Security, mm-hmm. and the CIA, because it's CIA would probably be there because it's foreign intelligence.
Yeah,
people tapping in, coming over into our country. That's what they do. So just imagine all those people around in the Oval Office, right? Radcliffe hands him this big stack of papers, bro. Probably 2,000 pages. And he slams it on his desk and he says, "Sir, we got him. Sir, we got him. Sir, we got him." And Trump says, "Boom, right there." And then Trump says, "What do you got? What do you got?" I can't do a Donald Trump. He asked him, "So what do you got here? Sir, you got a lot of reading to do, and you're going to like what I found. I found that Dominion, the software switched votes in this, and this state. You actually won 400 plus electoral college votes. Biden got about 120 or whatever. And, sir, get ready for your inauguration, baby.
Yeah, January 6th.
January 20th.
Or January 20th, that's right. January 6th to approve the Electoral College results.
Yeah, right. Right. So just picture that, man, because there's just something rumbling in my tummy, man. In my tummy. I feel it coming, bro. I see Biden, and I just can't see him in the Oval Office. I just can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't. Nope. And it's not wishful. Man. Yeah, it's not wishful thinking or, you know, bias, or I don't want to see the facts. Listen, dude, if Trump lost and without these shenanigans, I would say, wow, that was crazy. Let's move on.
Exactly.
Let's move on. Let's campaign harder. And let's get these rhino Republicans out of office that will support the president. And let's win in 2024 all together. I mean, that's honest. Like, we're not Democrats. We're not the left that wants, you know, they got beat fair and square in 2016. Hillary got her ass beat. It was a landslide. He broke 300.
It was a big electoral.
Yeah. In my opinion, anytime you break 300 electoral victories fair and square, that's a landslide. You got your ass whooped. And, of course, they immediately said, oh, Russia, 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 Russia did it. Vladimir Putin. You know, and it's just,
he saw what he did today.
Yeah, congratulated him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he said, yeah, but you know why? That's the best news that Biden got in, because he is so weak. He's going to have the weakest foreign policy ever, probably weaker than Obama. Which I don't even know how that's possible, but he, you know, because here's the thing about Putin. Putin cares about his country, you know, and I respect him for that. He may have done some bad things, some fucked up stuff, but I respect him in the aspect of, well, you know what? You respect your country. You put your country first, and that's what you should be doing as a president.
That's what you should. So, and the people respect Putin, him.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think? Yeah, exactly. So Putin sees Biden coming in, and he's like, wow, so we just had a hard-nosed businessman for 4 years in Trump.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Fuck. My bad, dude.
Live, man. This is, that, you know when it's live. That's all I'm sorry.
I had to maneuver, dude. I'm going to be getting a better setup here soon, so just bear with me, guys. Donate if you want to donate. Anyway, sorry about that, y'all. But Putin sees Biden. He's like, oh, yes, yummy. Now I can finally start working this guy, because he could not work Trump, because Trump's, you know, he's the bully when it comes to you know, policy and stuff. Like, no.
Into foreign affairs and all that.
We're going to get this. America's going to get this. And then you guys can have the scraps. You know?
He's a negotiator, man. He's a king of negotiation.
Exactly. Exactly. So he's relieved. I'm not surprised that he came out and said congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's just keep going here. Why haven't we heard of this investigation? Well, the beauty part is, in the EO, it's the following. And I love this, bro. I love this. Check this out. The framework, which may be classified in whole or in part, shall focus on ensuring that agencies fulfill their responsibilities pursuant to this order in a manner that maintains methodological consistency, protects law enforcement or other sensitive information and intelligence sources and methods. Excuse me, maintains and operates appropriate, excuse me, separation between intelligence functions and policy and legal judgments, ensures that the efforts to protect electoral process and institutions are insulated from political bias and respects the principles of free speech and open debate. This right here is key. Protect electoral process and institutions are insulated from political bias. So if the, you know, this is only now coming out because people are kind of looking at this, you know, and the report, when nobody's talking about the report besides, you know, us at Real NSC and a couple others. And the reason for that is because, you know, the DNI Radcliffe, he's not on news talking about stuff. He's investigating. And what do you do when you investigate? You investigate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed to go around on TV and say all this crap. Find the evidence.
You be quiet until everything's get ready to set, you know.
Yeah, and then you go in with that 20-pound binder, slap it on his desk and say, Sir, we got him. Yeah, so this is a quick wrap-up here. The investigation has been kept quiet to keep its integrity intact and shielded from political bias and intimidation tactics, which we've seen a lot of over the past couple months to these witnesses that are coming forward. So that's very smart. Now, what does this all mean? Dominion software was used in key battleground states. We know that Smartmatic, the company who makes Dominion, was founded in Canada by Venezuelans. So that's foreign right there, foreign interference right there. We also know that the software switched votes. Sidney Powell has said she has all the proof she needs to provide, to prove that the Dominion software was used to interfere in this election. That falls right in line with this executive order. Powell has not turned over her findings because she is providing it to the DNI for the report. The fact that President Trump declared a national emergency means that he has a full arsenal of power at his disposal to fix this mess. So we keep hearing about Sidney Powell. Oh, is she real? Is she fake? Really have this evidence? You know, Tucker Carlson and all these people are getting mad. Like, show us the evidence. Show us the evidence. Nah, that's not how it works, buddy. Mm-mm. No. That's not how, you know, real action works. I could show you this to give you good ratings and a good buzz in your show, but it's not going to work in court because now they're going to have a case against it. You know, are they going to know how to defend against it? You know, lawyers don't go out on TV. This is our evidence. Look at it right here. No, they present it in court. And I honestly think this right here, this is my opinion. Powell has not turned over her findings because she is providing it to the DNI for the report. What do you think about that, bro?
I agree, man. I really agree. I think so. I think they're waiting for the right moment, the right time. It's all about timing. All about timing.
Yeah.
And you know Trump. Yeah. He doesn't show his cards. He never shows his hand.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, and he's always, you know, two or three steps ahead.
Mm-hmm. He already knows. I mean, he knew about this before the election.
Yeah, exactly. And that goes to show it. That goes to show it right there. 2018, he wrote that. And he had much self-awareness to renew it every year or else it would be, expired. All right. Project Veritas to release recordings between Obama's State Department and Julian Assange. This just came out today, breaking from James O'Keefe, who I have so much respect for. James O'Keefe, he does more real journalism than all of the talking heads on every single network put together, and he's independent. So James O'Keefe announced moments ago that Project Veritas has obtained audio recordings between Julian Assange and President Obama and Hillary Clinton's State Department. That's a big key there. Hillary Clinton, anything she's involved with is always going to be dirty as hell. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has formally asked President Trump for a pardon. No word from the Trump administration whether that will happen or not. However, during the 2016 election, candidate Donald Trump cited Assange's publicings countless times and even said, "I love WikiLeaks." Did you remember that?
Yeah.
I love WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I knew.
WikiLeaks. Yeah, WikiLeaks had very much to do with Trump defeating Hillary. These tapes were recorded while Hillary Clinton headed up the State Department. Remember, And I remember this as I was writing this. Remember, Clinton actually asked the question, can't we just drone this guy? In reference to Assange. Expect these recordings to be quite damning. They will be released tomorrow. So this is something. Oh. I mean, look at that, bro. Hillary Clinton actually said, can't we just drone this guy? Like, fucking do a drone strike on him? it's ridiculous.
What do you mean, shut up?
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear that. That should be good. And then this one here is also a little bit of an exclusive because nobody else wrote about this, and I'm surprised at that. Rudy Giuliani volunteers to become special prosecutor against Biden family. I'm surprised that this didn't go everywhere. Because have you ever watched Steve Bannon War Room?
I watched some of it. I don't watch a lot of it.
It's great, dude. I watch it. Yeah. I watch it almost every day, in between calls and shit. But Rudy Giuliani was on Steve Bannon's War Room this morning and talked about the recent Hunter Biden findings and what we now know has been an ongoing investigation into his dealing with foreign entities. While on the show, Bannon buried Attorney General William Barr for not coming forward sooner that he was investigating the Biden family. Bannon asked the former New York mayor if he would be willing to be the special prosecutor for a Biden family investigation. And this was from December 11th. So this is the clip here. C. Bannon presented the question to Rudy. Mayor, would you volunteer to be that special prosecutor? I'd volunteer to be the special prosecutor, Giuliani responded. I'd volunteer to do a 10-hour lecture. I'd volunteer to be questioned. I'd volunteer to show them through my records. I'd volunteer to take them through the hard drive. You gotta love Rudy, man. He just wants justice, bro. Justice,
that
man.
That one's a low blow to Hillary right there.
Yeah. If you were appointed special prosecutor today, Bannon asked, could you go in front of a grand jury and bring an indictment against Joe Biden and all of his family before the inauguration? You certainly couldn't bring a full racketeering indictment of the 30 years, but certainly you can do it in a case with the activity with the Chinese spies, Rudy continued. That case could be done pretty quickly. That has espionage aspects to it. And this is the full... the full thing. Oh, of course they banned it. What a surprise. Wow. Mm-hmm. They banned it on YouTube. What a surprise there.
Go finger.
All right. So this is something you sent to me. Roger Stone was in Pinellas County, huh?
Mm-hmm. Talk about how you go ahead and go against it, man. All it takes is one person to stand up on the to go and they have a case against the electoral.
All right. I love Roger Stone, man. He's
great. I remember
the
article you did about him. Remember that one? And they have a thing on Netflix. It was Get Me Roger Stone.
Yeah, I'm sure it's taken down now, you know. Mm-hmm. All right. Roger Stone in Pinellas County stopped calls on Rick Scott to challenge Electoral College results. And for those of you who don't know, we're based in Tampa, Florida. So that is where we are both from. You still live in Tampa, right?
Born and raised, baby.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into it. With President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory certified on Monday, there is just one venue left to challenge the results of the 2020 election, and that's actually not accurate. We just talked about the executive order that could be used, but mm-hmm. I'll digress. That's when Congress convenes on January 6th to approve the electoral results from all 50 states. It requires just one member of the House and a member of the Senate to submit an objection in writing to a state's results. Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So let me reread that here. It requires just one member of the House and a member of the Senate to submit an objection in writing to a state's results. Wow. So we should have plenty of those. I mean, like, Ted Cruz could do that in the Senate.
Well, and then in the House. He calls upon Ted Cruz. He calls upon Rubio. He calls upon Scott to do that.
Oh, Marco Rubio's. And he, he's a rhino and a Republican in name only, dude. He's not really for us.
Yeah.
Speaking before a crowd of several hundred people in Largo, damn, I wish I could have been there. That'd be epic. On Monday, Roger Stone encountered the encouraged the audience to contact Florida Senator Rick Scott to be that one member of the Senate. I believe that there is a courageous member of the House who is going to rise to this certification, Stone said while standing atop of the back of a flat. Jeez, that's stand. What the fuck? Standing atop. That's like kind of a tongue twister, yo. Yeah. Stone said while standing atop of the back of a flatbed truck. Yeah, it might.
Well, you're tired, man.
Is that not a tongue twister?
Standing on top of the back of a flatbed truck?
I guess it's just me.
It's just you. You're tired and you ain't drinking.
All right. In the parking lot of the conservative grounds. Oh, dude, I know exactly where that is. Yo, oh, no. Bro, I know exactly. I pass that every month. That's right by my doctor's. Oh, wow. Oh,
you missed out.
You know what I should do? I should go there to try to get an interview with them, man. Because that's an actual conservative grounds, and it's like a coffee shop, a breakfast shop. That is for conservatives. It's like amazing.
Really?
Yeah, just conservative. And I'm sure everyone's welcome, but I mean, how often do you see conservatives welcome? Like that? That's so refreshing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Damn. And then it is up to the Republican senators. I took to the man that I admire in the Senate, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, Senator Rick Scott. Any one of these senators could second the motion by a House member to trigger a reexamination of the corruption in this election. Senator Scott's office did not immediately respond for a request for comment. Several news organizations reported on Tuesday that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch. Have you heard that? Cocaine Mitch.
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We should get into it another time. Pleaded with the Senate colleagues not to join any House members in objecting to the Electoral College results. Now, why the hell would you do that? You're supposed to be the leader of the senator in the Senate for Republicans, and you're telling them on an election that was clearly stolen to just shut up and take it. No, dude. He needs to be primaried, and he needs to be gone, dude. These rhinos that are, you know, the good old boy Republicans are there. They shouldn't be there anymore, dude. We need young Republicans from all walks of life in there to represent us better. Let me ask you something, bro. Does Mitch McConnell represent your values?
No.
Exactly. So why the fuck is this guy a leader, man? Damn.
No, he's telling that he already wants to go ahead and crown Joe Biden.
Yeah, and then big news today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President-elect Joe Biden for the first time ever. I'm like, dude, come on, bro. But you don't want to report on Hunter Biden's laptop with, you know, possibly allegedly child porn on it and you know, sex crimes allegedly and all this other shit. But let's talk about that. Mitch McConnell, the rhino, said President-elect Joe Biden for the first time. Oh, let's analyze this for the next hour on MSNBC. Like, give me a break, dude. Give me a fucking break, dude.
Damn,
so I guess he's calling on them to do that. That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great to do that. So let's do one more article and then we'll call it a night. Yeah.
No, whatever. I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up. I know you go to. You're up. But you go to this is past your bedtime, boy.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you rocking with me, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. So this
over there watching Narcos on Netflix.
But have you seen Bad Blood?
Oh, you're the one that got me into it. I watched the two seasons that were on there. It's a good
because of my review.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that review. That's a great one, dude. They postponed season 3, but it should be back soon. They haven't canceled it yet, so knock on wood on that. Yeah, all right. So this story here is from Just the News, John Solomon's Just the News.
20 years.
And this plays into something. I have a little bit of an announcement here I'm very happy about. So Newsom recall gains steam as Californians fume over Democrat governor's pandemic actions. You just can't underestimate the depth of people's anger, said Susan Kennedy, a top former California gubernatorial aide. All right. So the recall campaign targeting Governor Gavin Newsom is looking less like a long shot bid as Californians show signs of increasing dissatisfaction with how the Democrat is handling the coronavirus pandemic. Authoritarian is what he is. The recall is halfway there. Orrin Heatley, who is leading the effort, recently told local TV station. Heatley is a retired sergeant with the YOLO, you only live once, County Sheriff's Office said 120,000 people have already weighed in on the issue and predicted at least 820,000 more will do the same in the next couple of months. To be sure, those numbers would, if accurate, put the effect daringly close to the 1.5 million valid signatures needed to recall the first-term governor, who has frequently been mentioned as a future presidential candidate. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, kill businesses and, you know, send old people into old folks' home and, you know, all this shit. Kill local businesses, small businesses, over COVID-19 virus that has like a 0.1 or whatever the fuck it is kill rate. Yeah, let's shut everything down, kill businesses while I go eat out with no mask with my friends. You need to stay home. Stay home, be a good little sheep, a good little sheep, and take your vaccine, wear your mask. I'm going to go ahead and go out with my friends to dinner place without a mask, no social distancing, and I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Fucking scumbag. Let's see. He owns the Plum Jack. It's a winery. Now, ask me if that has closed or has that shut down at all. And the answer to that is no. Because why? Because he needs to make a profit.
Yep. No. He probably. It's a wine store?
It's a wine bottle. It's a winery. It's a wine store? No, it's a winery. Like basically, you go in there testing and stuff like that. They make wine there. They sell the wine there. You go and do little testing, some bullshit like that. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. The recall Gavin Newsom campaign, which even sells merchandise like coronavirus face shield, emblazoned with the slogan. Recently scored a big win when a superior court judge extended the signature deadline from November 17th to March 17th, accepting the argument that the pandemic hurt efforts to circulate petitions. Yeah. All right, guys. So this is the big news here. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying the shutdown, man. A lot of people are just tired. They're, you know, the lockdown's killing them. How many times are we going to lock down? And this, they got the relief bill. They got, you know, help from everybody else. And now they got shut down again. Once they're starting to pick themselves back up again, everybody is. And now they're locking it down. It's locking it down in New York. I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same thing and doing petitions to get their stuff open. Because I got family, my in-laws that live in New York. And they're telling me that people are, you know, out there taking to the streets today and talking with the news about how they, you know, they should be deemed essential. In California, they're fighting to be deemed essential, restaurants and stuff like that. In New York, they're doing the same thing. They should deem essential. People need to eat, you know. Why are you going to shut down and ruin your own economy? Watch this same shit happen in New York that they're going to try to do another, you know, election for the mayor or for the governor, I'm sorry. And it's going to happen. Yeah. But what did our governor here in Florida say? When they said that, what if they say you got to stop because they're saying Florida's a red flag state? He said, let them try. He said he ain't shutting us down.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's what DeSantis said. I'll tell you right now exactly.
I love DeSantis.
Oh, yeah. DeSantis, he said he'll stand with them and they're gonna let them try. He's not gonna shut down Florida. Common sense is what's needed, not a shutdown.
Yeah, no. Dude. I love DeSantis, bro. Yeah, he's one that really came from behind. Like, I didn't know much about him. I knew he was pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and that's good enough for me. But let's finish this up here. I made a bad mistake, he said. I should have stood up and drove back to my house. The spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted. I need to preach and practice, not just preach. Talking about when he went to his friends to eat. Man,
the birthday party. I think it was for his wife.
Yeah, man. Fuck you, man. Seriously, bro. You got to tell me I can't see my family on Thanksgiving, but you're going to go with your fucking cronies, your fucking crony friends and your elites and just laugh about this. Say, oh, sorry, no big deal.
Yeah. No, and they want to praise him because at first they want to crown his ass. And so he did the best thing during the virus that when it started, he was the first state to shut down. He was the first above everybody to shut down everything. And they were like, oh, he's getting ahead of the curve. He's going, and now he looks like a big ass fool, you know? And now he was, and also he was the first one to call Joe Biden to congratulate him. And when they asked, but they asked DeSantis, right? Are you going to, are you going to go ahead and congratulate Joe Biden on it? He goes, it's not for me to do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and this is their site here. Go check them out. Recall Gavin 2020. They're very close to getting him out of office. Now, breaking news here, exclusive update, and I'm very excited. I am setting up a exclusive interview with one of the senior advisors to the Recall Gavin campaign. So be on the lookout for that. It'll be an exclusive update on realnse.com. And I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about this. I'm going to find out where they're really at with the signatures. How many of those signatures do they think will be thrown out due to delegitimacy? Hopefully they verify the signatures for this like they verified the signatures in Georgia, which they didn't. It's because we want this scumbag out, you know. An eye for an eye, I guess. You know, they do it to us, so why don't we do it? I mean, shit.
Shit,
I'm starting to get like that. Like, well, you're going to cheat, then fuck it. Let's cheat too. But, of course, I'm not going to do that. That'll be coming soon, and I'm going to try to get him on the podcast as well. So be on the lookout for that. Smash the like button or the retweet button, however you're watching this. God bless you guys so much. Check out realnse.com. Check out all of our social media links. All of Roll's stuff will be down below. His Instagram, his wife's pleasure store, which is fucking dope. I went on the other day. It was fucking sick. Yeah, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, she got
check that out.
Going on. Hey, you see my cat back there?
Yeah. No, I can't see the video, unfortunately. If I do it, then it like freaks out. So I'll go back and watch it.
Oh, you can't see what I'm looking at? I can see you in the corner. You can't see
me? Yeah. Yeah, but see, if I go on the StreamYard tab, it like shows my screen. Actually, you know what? Let me do this, actually. Hold on a second. There we go.
Look, he's right behind
me. Oh, yeah.
You know his name
nice.
Is? His name is Miko. You're Nico? He's Miko.
He's Nico?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, check it out. My boy, Sir Mick Swift a lot. Yo, what up, Swift? Cat, bro. Yeah, he's coming. Oh, yeah, kitty cat. My boy Swift is in the chat, bro. He's coming to watch us live. I appreciate it. Give a shout out to him. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. He's been following me since my fish tank days, man. So I love much love to him. Oh, I'm going to have him on here.
Look at that. We're going to get our fish tank stuff back and running here.
Yeah, I'm going to have Swift on the podcast soon. Because he's actually a trucker, and I find that extremely interesting. He's home like a couple months out of the year. So I'm definitely going to have him on. That'll be dope. That'll be good. That'll be really cool stuff to talk about. So more stuff to come. A lot of shit to come, man. A lot of stuff. Once a week at least, podcast. We're growing. We got about a little over 20,000 people a month hitting our site, is a increase. That's great. I'm very happy with that, and it's always going up. God bless everyone. Stay safe. Anything you want to say on the way, bro?
Nah, and the same thing. God bless. Just keep, you know, keep it tied into here. RealNSC.com. We're always dropping. Nico's always dropping the exclusives out there. He's pumping out articles every freaking minute. Even while he's working, he's doing it.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Damn right. You know, I'm trying to get the information.
You know, yeah. We do have a sports side that Nico wants to get on to. So, we're going to get that soon. We just got a lot of stuff going on with the political stuff. But we do have a sports side. So
yeah, as soon as this election is kind of finite, we'll go back into sports and all that. So, yeah. Always keep it on lock. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about – we might do one later on this week, too, for recaps and all that. Just sports. So go check that out, everybody. Go to tnb.show. That's tnb.show for all of the links and everything to the show. All the show articles that we read, you can get links there. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming on, bro. I'll hit you later, and God bless you and your family.
Same to you, my brother. Take it easy, man. I'll hit you up.
All right. All right, bro. Later.
All right, later, bro.